Hi, Craig James, with a quick look back at the past financial year and a look ahead at the financial year to come. Well, last year was remarkable for being unremarkable. We had all manner of events. We had the aftermath of the Brexit vote. We had elections in the United States and Australia. And this calendar year, we've seen France and Netherlands. But what we're seeing is very, very low volatility. The Aussie dollar has tracked in a 6.25 cent range against the greenback. That's the least volatile year that we've seen in 27 years. And the Australian share market, its least volatile year in the order of 16 years. We didn't see too much in terms of interest rate changes either. One interest rate cut in August of last year. So we're ending the financial year with the cash rate at record lows of 1.5%. We're seeing the Aussie dollar around about the mid-70s, 75 to 76 cents against the greenback. The key share market indexes, somewhere around about 5,700 to 5,800 points. And total returns on shares over the past financial year have increased by the order of 13%. So what about the year ahead? Well, in terms of the economy, last year was dominated by elections and bad weather, and annual growth was probably in the order of 1.75%. We think economic growth can pick up to around about 2% over the next 12 months. Unemployment should continue to fall somewhere between 5 and 5.5%, compared with 5.5% where it's sitting at the moment. Inflation should remain low, and we're looking at inflation hovering around about 2% over the year. In terms of interest rates, we're not looking at changes in interest rates over the entire year, the cash rate remaining at 1.5%. The Aussie dollar, well, that could remain fairly stable as well, around about the mid-70s against the greenback. And we're looking for the All Ordinaries and the ASX 200 to rise to somewhere between 6,000 and 6,200 points by June of next year. The main things to watch out for over the year is Donald Trump. Is he going to be successful in cutting taxes and increasing infrastructure spending? That's what the markets have been rallying on. If they don't get it, they could go to plan B. Energy prices will remain in focus as they have over the last 12 months. And what we need to see for investors is being alert to opportunities. Alert but not alarmed is probably the catch cry for the coming financial year. There are going to be plenty of opportunities, particularly with disruption continuing to prevail over industries across the globe.